As anybody who listens to the Breakfast Club here on Robinhood Radio, I have mentioned a couple of times that I found a terrific store in Millerton, New York, called The Dig. And that store doesn't apply correctly. It's just a great place to go and browse for things that are associated with food, everything from your pantry to produce to takeouts to incredible. They just finished with the run of tamales that'll come back, and now they're making crepes. I can go on and on and on, but I'll stop and I'll introduce Katia Schultz, who is co-founder of The Dig. Katia, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. And I don't know, I loved hearing you go on about it. We love the tamales as well. It was a huge success, and we're looking forward to bringing it back, but also trying new things this winter.
Well, what's interesting is not only I went there originally for the tamales, but when I was there, I found that you had incredible produce, and I think I got some I got bok choy there. I think I got some cauliflower. I'm not really a huge vegetable guy, but I love those things. And the bok choy I got there beats any of the bok choy that I've purchased anywhere around here from any of the markets. It was I don't know if it's locally grown or what, but it was absolutely amazing. The stuff that you bring in and sell like this, your produce, is it all fairly local?
It is. So we have a really strong local presence, and we're very grateful for the farming that goes on in this area. So the whole purpose around our produce is to highlight our farmers. And we have Freedom Farm, who will be highlighted every single Friday from this day forward. And the bok choy you're talking about was from Common Hands Farm, and we are so grateful to have them. We have, as you know, Rocksteady in the area. We love Silmar Farm. We work strongly with Broad Fork, who does our greens. McEnroe has been wonderful to us. So we're just so grateful to be, again, a connecting bridge from the farmers to our local community.
And I'll talk a little bit now about the bagels, because the bagels that I got from you were just unbelievable.
They are hot. They are a hot ticket, and they are very good. So, you know, without going too much into it, my family is originally from Long Island, I should say. And so we were pretty picky about the bagels, and we found amazing bagels in the area. So we're really thrilled to have those, and they just fly off the shelves. But in addition to the bagels, we also have the baker's wife, and she and her husband make amazing crusty bread with a delicious inside. I could go on and on about each one of the foods that we sell, but the baker's wife has been incredible. Having this relationship with the bakers is also, it's fresh, and it's just fun. So we try to bring a lot of fresh, fun goodness into basically everything we do. And that includes, the produce, the milk, even as simple as, the artwork on the walls. We are so fortunate to have two incredible new artists in the store. So each season we are rotating our art, and we have two full galleries. So we have a sunrise gallery in the front, which now is a photographer. And then in the back we have a sculpturist. And I would just say come in, because you really have to view their art. I couldn't say enough about them. But we're really pleased to open it to a bunch of different opportunities here.
And what's great about it, by the way, The Dig is located, in case you're wondering, at 3 Main Street in Millerton, New York. Basically, if you come through Millerton and you're heading towards Route 22, right when you get to the 22 intersection, if you look to your right, you'll find The Dig there. And there's plenty of parking, which is available, if it's not on the street, right off the street. And it's an easy walk. And I have to ask this question. When you started The Dig, has it turned out right now like you imagined it before you started it? Because I'll take it like this. I'm 68 years old now, and when I was a kid, I lived in the border of Sharon and West Cornwall. And in West Cornwall, there was a meat market owned by the Utzlers, and there was also a country store, Bierce's store. And your store reminds me of when I was a kid, because you go in there and you've got all this fresh product. It's almost a throwback in time, but then on top of that, you have all the conveniences of ordering ahead, picking up, some delivery and stuff. I mean, so is this worked out like you thought it would work out, or has it been any different?
That's a great question, and I'm really thrilled. First of all, happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And of course, and I'm thrilled to hear you saying that it reminds me a little of your childhood, because that was really the purpose of it, was to find the comforts of the past that I think we all really miss, and then also bringing us into, you know, with modern day comforts as well, like curbside pickup and websites and being really kind of tech savvy. We're still figuring that piece out, but yeah, the store has sort of it's living, it's breathing, it's taken a life of its own, and so we all of the owners and the people that support us, we all put into it this really positive energy, and what we've found is if we just keep doing that, it's kind of going beyond what we even imagine. So I would say yes, that it is really happening. It's an idea that we all had that's coming to fruition, and then it's so much better than we could have even imagined, because we have all the support. We have, you know, these incredible products that we get to put out. We have a lot of fun with it. We're really creative. We try to constantly, up our own game, basically. And we get great ideas from the community. So, you know, Demasi, they're a local news store that has a lot of home goods, and they're just so creative online, and I love what they do. And so I'm always throwing them, you know, cool little props online. And T-shirt farm in Millerton, they've done our uniforms. And so, like, we've talked to them, and they've used their creativity and helped us create this, like, really cool apron, and we love our uniforms. So even like the smallest to largest parts of this business have sort of a living, breathing life of their own. The crepes are definitely a huge draw. That was one of the main focal points of our business, and people recognize it. They love the sweet and savory crepes. We love our crepes, and I think you taste it. You know, you taste the care we put into our products, you taste our positivity. You know, it's all authentic, and it's been a really good success, you know, in that way.
We were talking with Katia Schultz, who is one of the co-founders of The Dig on Main Street in Millerton. Their telephone number is 518-771-3444. You'll find them on the web at thedigonmain.com. Also, obviously, at The Dig on Main. And they're open Monday through Friday from 6:30 in the morning to 11, Saturday 9 to 4, and Sunday from 9 to 4 as well. And I think what's always fun about going into The Dig is you always seem to find something new.
That's definitely a very strong suit for our business. And that's what's part of being living and breathing, right? Like the new, fun, interesting goods that we get to bring in. And by the way, speaking of great ideas, so you have the Breakfast Club. I didn't even know the name of the morning, so I'm so glad that I found out, because we have the Breakfast Club too. Have you heard about this?
Oh, that's great! You have that as well.
we should tag you guys in, so anyone from Robin Hood Radio should just get like a 50% off the Breakfast Club, because you really started it. So we put a food twist on it, and people, we have a couple members so far because we just started and people are figuring out about it, but. For anybody listening today, I would say, you are welcome to like the first week free, but the Breakfast Club is basically a monthly offering. So you put in $90 for a month and you get one breakfast and as many coffees as you want every single day of the month. And so that's $90 for basically every single day of breakfast.
That's great. It really takes all the thought out of it. And now you also have special events. You've had special events, and you've got art on the wall. Let's talk about the art and special events at the Dig.
Yeah, so they've been really special. We had a couple of Meet the Artists to celebrate the artist who just recently left. If anybody's listening that has been to the store, they've probably seen the beautiful artwork. The gallery as you walked in was Maria Crespo, a very talented artist. And then in the Sunset Gallery in the backspace was Perry Leffert. And as I said before, we have a photographer now and a sculpturist. So we have the Meet the Artist. We also have going on right now a pumpkin decorating contest. So we're hoping to get all the businesses going. Individuals are welcome, and it's a $75 store credit first prize. So, you get some goodies out of it. And that's something that's going on all week for Halloween. We have a pumpkin carving contest on this week. We have henna. We have tarot card readings. We have a bunch of events coming up for the holidays. And what we try to do, because there are so many, is we put everything online. We put everything on our website. Everything is on Instagram. And we try to be current with our website. If you're ever wondering, what we have going on, it's up there.
So if people want, if you folks are listening, by the way, when we put this interview up on our on-demand page, it's available at robinhoodradio.com. Click on on-demand, click on interviews, and you'll find the interview about the Dig. Not only do we have all the information about the hours up there, we have a direct link to the digonmain.com. Also, their Instagram account, at thedigonmain. We also have links to to where you can find out about what they do off and on over the course of the month. Well, once again, like I said, I found it by somebody telling me about, because they knew that I liked to make tamales, telling me about the tamales. And I've been in there three or four times. And like I said, it's a fun place to shop. It throws me back in time. The prices are more than reasonable. And believe you me, the crepes and the tamales and the things you get for takeout they're very large. It's not small. I think you guys are doing a great job there.
Thank you so much, Marshall. I'm so honored to be here with you today. And again, happy birthday. And I'm so thrilled. We're so thrilled to have you as a part of, our friends and family. That's what it's all about. It's about the friends, the families, the neighbors in this area, and beyond. And just having an opportunity to come together with local goods, freshness, goodness. And so everyone is a little small part of that. And so we're really thrilled to hold the space so that everybody can be a part of it.
Well, once again, folks, that's the Dig on Main, 3 Main Street in Millerton, New York, 518-771-3444. The web address is thedigonmain.com. And, Katia, thanks for joining us this morning, and I'll probably be seeing you within the next couple of days.
Yeah, I'll see you. I'll save some bok choy for you.